Hi everyone, a good Monday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Some of us are still seeing a little bit of sunshine while the rest of us are dealing with a good deal of clouds. Looks like on radar we've got a few showers that have been trying to develop across parts of the North Country. And eventually as we head through the afternoon, we'll see a more widespread opportunity for showers and thunderstorms again as we head through this afternoon into this evening. The general setup across the region: high pressure continues to be located offshore, the return flow helping to crank up the heat over the last several days, nonetheless high humidity levels. There's an upper level disturbance coming at us from Ohio and Pennsylvania, overspreading its energy on top of New York and New England today to help provide us an opportunity for some heavy rainfall this afternoon into this evening. A cold front extends from portions of northern Maine back through southern Quebec, southern Ontario, through the upper Midwest into the central plains. North of this boundary, we find some very, very comfortable air with temperatures in the 50s and 60s, some 70s as well. But the key factor is lower dew point temperatures. And eventually, a system across southern portions of Canada will end up swinging through the region later this week. We've been talking about a pattern change, and it does appear that it will come to fruition Thursday night to Friday, and last perhaps into Saturday as well. Quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period. Sunday, July 7th, yesterday, 91 was the high, 70 the low. The average high-low split for yesterday, nonetheless today, is 82 and 61. By the way, this morning's low was 72. Today's record high is 100 from 1936, the record low 43 from 1969. Yesterday, we accumulated 94 one-hundredths at the gauge at Albany International. That brought the month-to-date total up to 1.66 inches for the month of July. Quantitatively, for the year 2013, we now stand at 25.08 inches. That is a departure from normal of plus 5.61 inches for the year 2013. The sun will set later today at 8:35 p.m., rise once again on Tuesday morning at 5:26 a.m., and set Tuesday evening at 8:35 p.m. So in the forecast, as we head throughout the remainder of your Tuesday, we'll call for a mostly cloudy sky. It'll remain muggy, but at least temperatures not being as warm as they were yesterday. It won't feel steamy, nonetheless stifling outside. We will anticipate additional showers and thunderstorms to develop and arrive as we head through the afternoon and continue into this evening with that potential for heavy downpours. Please keep in mind that a flash flood watch remains in effect this afternoon into this evening for the entire listening area. Obviously, we're concerned about southern portions of Columbia County on into Berkshire County, as well as what's been going on across the Mohawk Valley the last 10 to 11 days, southern Herkimer County, western Fulton, and western Montgomery counties. But keep in mind that the soil is saturated everywhere, and it won't take much to see some flash flooding conditions evolve as we head through this afternoon. Now for tonight, look for the shower and thunderstorm pattern to gradually come to an end. Then it's mostly cloudy, some areas of fog, a low of 67 in Albany, and down to 65 at Glens Falls. A mix of hazy sunshine and clouds as we head through Tuesday. Isolated showers, perhaps a storm or two. Again, the emphasis on isolated. So unlike today, where we all have that opportunity for showers and thunderstorms, tomorrow, only a few of us will see that activity. But again, if you get caught underneath that shower or storm for tomorrow, you could encounter a heavy downpour. A forecast high of 86 in Albany, up to 83 at Glens Falls. A mix of hazy sunshine and clouds for Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high on Wednesday near 87, the forecast high for Thursday near 83. We look for cooler, but more notably, drier air on Friday in terms of lower levels of humidity. A mix of sun and clouds starting the day off at 64, up to 81 for an afternoon high. Mixed sun and clouds for Saturday start the day off at this point in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Daytime highs on Saturday, upper 70s into the low and perhaps a few locations south of Albany into the mid-80s. Have a wonderful Monday afternoon. Hope the work week is off to a good start to you. We'll have the update later this afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.